Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 21st, 2010. Settlers invade olive orchard and Hamas denied relation to acclaimed Chalit video. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. A number of Palestinian civilians were wounded in clashes with Israeli settlers who invaded the olive orchards that belonged to Palestinian farmers in the village of Borin near the northern West Bank city of Nablus in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Eyewitnesses reported that the clashes started when a group of settlers from the nearby Yitzhar settlement came to the fields and attempted to steal the olives. Hassan Douglas, in charge of the settlement issues in Nablus governor's office, said he is expecting a very tough harvest season for the farmers because of the ongoing settler attacks, especially that Israeli police or soldiers are not trying to stop the settlers. Yesterday, a group of settlers from the same settlement also raided the olive orchards and attempted to steal the olives. The security forces of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas arrested Hamas legislator from Tulkarim, engineer Abdulrahman Zidane, after breaking into his home on Tuesday at dawn. Dr. Mahmoud Ramahi, Secretary General of the Hamas-dominated Palestinian Parliament, stated that dozens of security personnel surrounded the home of Zidane before breaking into it by smashing its main door. The security forces then searched the property, causing damage to the furniture and belongings, and confiscated his laptop and his mobile phone. Ramahi denounced the attack and stated that this is a violation of the legitimate rights and immunity of a democratically elected legislator. Zidane was released an hour later, but the security forces kept his laptop and phone. In the meantime, Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic movement Hamas, denied any relation to the video aired by the Israeli media agencies, which claims to show the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit surrounded by two Hamas fighters. The video also shows that suddenly the lights are off and gunshot sounds are heard in the background. Al-Qassam Brigade said that this new video is fabricated and added that it did not issue any new documentation on Shalit, who was captured at the Gaza border on June 25, 2006. The brigade said that any releases or documentations regarding the captured soldier will be only made through its official website, the Arabic or the English version, and not through any other means. Hamas has asked for the release of 1,500 Palestinian prisoners out of 8,000 prisoners in Israeli jails for the release of Shalit, including some leaders and figures. The Israeli government continued to refuse to release leaders of resistance groups and factions and any Palestinian who was involved in killing any Israeli. In political news, Israeli Prime Minister reiterated his demand that the Palestinians must recognize Israel as a Jewish state, saying that Israel will never abandon this demand. His statements came during a meeting with heads of Jewish organizations in the United States. Netanyahu said that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas cannot search for alternatives to this demand and must clearly declare that he recognizes Israel as a Jewish state and it is a state of the Jewish people. This concludes our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and George Rashmawi.